Ultimately, we would like to see this rebid because we believe there was enough confusion in the bidding process that we do not have apples and oranges, proposals, that they are, in fact, quite different. I heard today for the first time that the consulting firm normalized some of the volumes. I don't know how you do that to suggest that as many cars are going to stop for Caribou Coffee as we're going to see stop for Starbucks, to me, is sort of unusual. I don't think anybody in the in that room today would believe that you're going to see the same kinds of coffee sales. But this is the first we've heard of how our process, how our bid was altered. You know, we did see some communication where clearly the profit that they reported to the agencies here that reviewed this had changed from our proposal. We didn't understand how. We didn't understand why. You know, this is the first time we get a little light on possibly what could have happened. And obviously we disagree if that's what they've done. One of the strengths we have are the brands we employ. And with those brands comes greater customer traffic and greater revenue. And so I'm not quite sure what that normalization process is, but I smell the consultant in there somewhere.
Do you know what Judge Johnson ruled yet? I mean, because I hear it was...
I do not. We've been in here and, you know, obviously haven't been able to communicate with the court, so I'm not sure.
Because I hear it was, like, sort of a mixed bag, and having been at court,
I'm sorry.
You talk apples and oranges.
Again, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what the ruling was or will be.
Are you waiting for... Has a ruling come out yet?
There is.
There is a ruling.
Has the ruling been released? This is actually our counsel, you may remember, from yesterday.
Yes, from yesterday.
The court has said that it will issue a ruling early afternoon. But there is no current order issued.
But he was on the bench, though, this morning,
he was on the
right?
bench, and said that he would grant the TRO but not award all the relief that we requested in the form that was submitted in court yesterday. So we await to see what his ruling is.
Conceivably, the two-week delay here could be delayed even further, depending on how long the TRO's in effect, right?
The TRO lasts, by rule, for 10 days. It can be extended for additional 10 days upon application.
Fair enough.
So what do you spend the next 2 weeks doing?
We're doing everything we can to make sure our proposal gets a fair hearing and that we understand how the decision was made and how the process is moving forward.
Might I suggest that in the court proceeding in the next 10 days, Post will be allowed access through discovery to, we hope, the full extent of the state's file, Arias's documents, and hopefully take depositions in that period of time as well.
Is there anything stopping the state from dragging their feet, even though they have the 10-day? I know that came up yesterday in the proceedings, that there was accusations the state dragged its feet to get this decision done.
It would be hard-pressed with the court overlooking the process now.